call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Any changes, ladies and gentlemen, to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes for the agenda.
Thank you.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 10th, 2015 meeting.
They were emailed out to the members, and we have not heard back from anybody. So if you so like, you can approve them.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, so moved for approval of the minutes of September 10, 2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of September 10, 2015 as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Looks like we have about six items of old business this evening. First one being conditional use number 2017 Eli and Victoria Zakaria.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this particular one is in my area. While I was not at the public hearing, I did have the opportunity to review the record, listen to the tape, and to be prepared for this evening's vote on that. I also have prepared a motion for conditional use number 2017.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2017 for Eli Zakaria and Victoria Zakaria for a multifamily dwelling based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is extremely small for two separate dwellings. There is not sufficient room for the parking that would be required for two separate buildings. And the buildings are very close to Route 24, which makes vehicular movement on the site to Route 24 unsafe. Two, there are no multifamily dwelling structures in the immediate vicinity of this parcel. Three, the applicant has not made a sufficient record to justify the approval of the two dwellings. At one time, the applicant stated that the second unit would be occupied by the applicant's family, but the applicant also testified that it may also be used by the applicant's employees. Four, the applicant has not made a clear record on how the use will be compatible with the surroundings, or how it would not adversely affect neighboring properties or traffic. Five, the application does not satisfy the purposes and requirements for a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code. Six, for all of these reasons, there is not a sufficient reason to recommend approval of this conditional use application.
Second. Moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2017 Eli and Victoria Zakaria for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1780, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated.
And if I might, Mr. Chairman, I was not at that public hearing due to a family emergency. I was called out of town, and I did not have an opportunity to review the extensive record on that. So I will not be voting on this measure.
All right, sir. We thank you. Ms. Cornwell, if you would note that in the minutes.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed the record and mulled over this application considerably. What the applicant is asking for is not all that extraordinary, with the exception that he's asking for an ARB zoning to HR. And in HR, hotels and other uses are permissible. And it puts us in a dilemma of if we approve the HR RPC as requested and the RPC expires for whatever reason, that the zoning of HR still stays with the property and then hotels and those types of things are a permitted use. In reviewing the code with Mr. Robertson, by and large, the applicant can get everything they're asking for with an MR zoning and a conditional use. And then we don't run that risk of having the HR zoning stay with the property. In addition, by doing HR in a zoning of this nature, it kind of opens up the rest of Warrington Road and lands across the street to a potential HR based on the fact that, guess what, this large parcel, 35 acres, is zone HR, so why shouldn't a parcel across the street become HR? So you have this domino effect. And so the motion I have Mr. Robertson draft for me is a recommendation for denial, but I'm open to a conversation and other suggestions by the commission.
All right, then. Gentlemen, you're free to comment now, or if you would like Mr. Ross to put his motion on the record in a second, we can discuss it after that, after you've heard the motion.
I'd just like to weigh in on that, because I have a similar concern with the HR zoning, but I also think that Mr. Hood has had this property for a long time, and I recognize the fact that there are conditions that may have changed in that area with growth, but the surrounding area is pretty much what the applicant's asking for. So I follow Mr. Ross's motion that it's not out of line. It just, the zoning just needs to be tweaked.
And I would agree with Mr. Burton. I think the land ownership pedigree that Mr. Hood has on this property is extraordinary. The lineage, the chain of the title, and what he's and his family have done for the community through generations before I was even on this Sussex County turf, you know, just unimpeachable. I do understand what you, Mr. Ross, are saying about how the applicant can achieve this without the HR zoning. And I think that's the aspect that does give me some pause, is that as planners, we probably should and would like to think about the what ifs, if, as Mr. Ross said, if this RPC does go away and the project or the land is sold, the zoning would convey with it and would entitle what buildings of different heights, different densities and things as motels or hotels. That probably would be out of character with Warrington Road the way it is now. I think the land certainly clearly would be infill development, but I understand what Mr. Ross is saying, and in lieu of a motion that I don't have myself, I would second your motion, sir.
Hearing no further comment, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of CZ-1780 for Lockwood Design and Construction for a change in zone from AR1 to HR1 RPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed rezoning to HR High Density Residential was not compatible with the area. With the exception of a small 1.9-acre parcel, there is no other HR zoning located on Warrington Road. Although this application includes a limitation on density as a component of the RPC, the underlying HR zoning would remain even if the RPC lapses or is voided for any reason. As a result, the county must look at the HR zoning and its maximum permissible density of 12 units an acre, along with the permissible hotels and motels when considering this application. If this 35-acre parcel is rezoned to HR, it would be the first large parcel rezoned to HR in this section of Warrington Road and would establish an unwanted precedent for other future HR rezoning applications on other nearby undeveloped properties for the permitted high densities and hotels and motels that are permitted in the HR zone. Warrington Road is not a major thoroughfare as contemplated by the purpose of the HR zoning district under the county zoning code. Under the code, this parcel is also not well located with respect to a major thoroughfare by either Warrington Road or Old Landing Road. Although the proposed rezoning is in a development area, and according to the comprehensive plan, the plan also suggests that the higher densities permitted in HR should be located adjacent to a town center or other high density developed areas. This site is not adjacent to a town center area or other high density developed areas. So rezoning to HR is not the most appropriate zoning classification for this property. A more appropriate zoning for this property, if it is rezoned, could be MR. That is the more compatible than HR with a comprehensive plan surrounding uses, zoning, and densities. In addition, a similar type of development design could be achieved through a conditional use within the MR zone. This would require separate consideration and approval by Sussex County. For all these reasons, it is recommended that this application for a change of underlying zone from AR to HR should be denied.
Second. Been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1780, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.